The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. What am I talking about? And I will talk about it very, very, very briefly. But it's the whole Hunter Biden laptop thing. Yeah, it just gets curiouser and curiouser. And again, I'm going to deal with it very, very briefly, and then we're going to move on. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. And my telephone number, guess what? It's the same telephone number I had in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. All right, the Hunter Biden laptop thing just gets deeper and deeper, and to be really honest, more and more entertaining. I brought this up in the last hour just briefly, and if you weren't listening and you don't know what's going on, let me summarize it as quick as I possibly can. Shortly before the last presidential election, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, duking it out, it was discovered that a laptop computer owned by Hunter Biden was dropped off at a computer repair shop. Hunter Biden dropped it off, signed a contract, says, I'll pick it up. The contract said, if you don't pick it up in so many days, if you don't pay for it, you lose ownership. It becomes the property of the shop. Hunter Biden never came back. The owner of the shop waited a long time and said, it's mine. I wonder what's on it. And he began digging into the hard drive and found all kinds of things about China, Ukraine, all kinds of juicy stuff, possible implications of Joe Biden. And I underline possible. As far as Joe Biden is concerned, there was no real smoking gun, but pretty close. Some very bad, bad things about Hunter Biden, his connection with Ukraine, and, you know, it was bad. Well, the Republicans used it because somehow it ended up in the hands of Rudy Giuliani. The contents of the hard drive was leaked to the press. A couple of conservative newspapers printed it, and the left went crazy. They went ballistic. It's not true. It's not his laptop. The Russian disinformation. The Russians planted it. It never was Hunter Biden's laptop. This is all a plot between the Russians and the Republicans, Russians and Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. 51 former intelligence officers, CIA, FBI, et cetera, signed a letter. We know it's not true. We know it's Russian disinformation. 51 of them. President Biden said, doesn't belong to my son, Russian disinformation. He said that, I think, on two occasions in the presidential debates. No. And since that time, after he became president, President Biden on several occasions says, didn't belong to my son, blah, 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 blah. And I just saw during the commercial break an interview done by Hunter Biden himself on one of the major networks, and the anchor of the major networks asked Hunter Biden, a lot of controversy about this laptop. Is it yours? Did it belong to you? And Hunter Biden looked straight at this person and said, well, I don't think so. But, the computer could have been stolen, but I don't think it's actually mine. wouldn't you know if it was your computer or not? and the contents were, well, anyway, Hunter Biden denied any real knowledge of it and said, but I really don't think it's mine. Well, now we know it has been verified, even by the New York Times, that it really was his, and all of that information was that was leaked was true. It was all genuine. Not one of the 51 people who signed that letter have apologized. But anyway, what has made it really funny and entertaining is after denying, Hunter Biden has now admitted, yeah, it was mine. And I'm going to ask Dad's Justice Department to go after Rudy Giuliani and the people who leaked the contents of the computer. I thought you said it wasn't yours. Well, yeah, it was mine, and that was private information, and it was leaked to the press. Now, think about this. Joe Biden must have said, oh, son, what are you doing? What? Oh, my goodness. We've denied this. What are you doing? Hunter Biden is actually asking his father's Justice Department to go after Rudy Giuliani and some of Trump's people for leaking the contents of the computer that Biden continually said, it was not my son's. And now he's asking the Justice Department, yeah, it was my computer, and I want you to go after the people who leaked it. This is, seriously, one of the most bizarre political turn of events that I've ever seen. It is going to be absolutely fascinating to see what President Biden himself says and what his press secretary says. Sir, you denied that computer was your son's. Now your son says it is, and he's going to sue about it because it was his. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, I'm not into conspiracies. I'm really not. But when you got the classified document scandal swirling around President Biden, and now we have the president's son himself saying, yeah, that was my computer. And all of the stuff on that was actually mine. Oh, you mean the bad stuff about your dad? I said before President Biden was inaugurated, I made a little prediction. Now, my predictions are not always right, okay? But I made a little prediction. I said there is no way he's going to fulfill his full 4-year term. Said that. I stand by it. His approval ratings are so bad. He is dragging down with him the Democrat Party. Party leadership knows that. Joe Biden is now a weight around the neck of the Democrat Party. Are these moves to get him removed from office so it would be certain that he would not run for re-election? I don't know. Is that a possibility? Yeah, I think so. Could the whole laptop thing just add to the scandal around the White House? Well, it's certainly not going to help. So I don't know. But it is entertaining to watch. What's the next step in the laptop? I don't know. But if I were one of those 51 intelligence experts who signed that letter, I would be hiding somewhere. I would be absolutely hiding somewhere. All right, quick break. We'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I have been saying repeatedly now for several years, there is absolutely no scientific evidence for transgenderism. And so far, I've said that, I probably said it hundreds of times. And so far, not one person has challenged me on that with a valid scientific study that gives scientific proof that transgenderism even exists, except in the mind, the emotions, and the feelings of the so-called transgender individual. It is pure imagination, feelings, emotions. And there is nothing medical to it. There is nothing genetic to it. And yet, hey, listen, I'm a Baptist preacher who does a talk show with only average intelligence. And I'm not trying to be self-deprecating anyway. I'm being honest. That's what I am. I'm a Baptist preacher who has the wonderful privilege of doing a daily talk show. And I assure you, I am just of average intelligence. But I've got common sense, and I have a brain, and I can read. So how can I come to this conclusion when we have psychiatrists, psychologists, sociologists, pediatricians who are convinced that transgenderism is real? How could I, me, little old average me, dare to challenge what is commonly accepted by the American medical and psychiatric community? And believe me, I've thought about that a lot. Well, here is one reason why. And I know that Jeff will post this soon. The headline of this article, "The whole transgender industry is founded on two faulty studies." Now, I've known this for a long time, but I've not seen it put quite as well as in this article at The Federalist. This article comes from The Federalist. It is written by an Ashley Bateman. I don't know anything about her, but it is so well written. And here is the bottom line. Almost all of the transgender movement, which has become an industry that brings in millions and millions of dollars every year, it is an industry. Almost all of the foundation for this is from two Dutch studies back in 2011 and 2014. 2011, 2014, two Dutch studies that at the time touted the great success of, quote, gender-affirming medical intervention on youth. Almost all of the foundation of why doctors, pediatricians, psychiatrists, and psychologists in America have gotten on the transgender bandwagon, the transgender train, is because of these two Dutch studies from 10 years ago. And we've learned that they were very faulty. They were very shallow. And that's one of the reasons why the American College of Pediatricians, which is a conservative-leaning group of American pediatricians. Now, these are medically trained, real doctors, real pediatricians, but they have not yet drunk of the woke Kool-Aid. They actually think for themselves. And it's a large group, by the way. In a press release just on January 25th, just recently, the American College of Pediatricians is calling on American medical organizations to, quote, reconsider current protocols for gender dysphoric children. Quote, the entire pediatric community, the entire pediatric transgender industry is based on these two Dutch studies. This open access report is critical because it exposes the fraudulent foundation of pediatric transgender medicine in the United States. The article goes on to say most other countries have already discounted these studies from 2011 and 2014. Most medical professionals in Europe, Great Britain, and other places around the world have done their research and they have realized, oops, we were led astray. But not America. Not America. I encourage you to read it. Again, I'm sure Jeff has it up on Twitter and on my Facebook page, Bob Burney Live. Six pages that I think would be very, very beneficial for you to read. It goes into how shallow these studies were back in 2011, 2014, how they were slanted, how they were terribly inaccurate, they were biased, and did not use solid scientific analysis in order to release their reports. So almost everyone here in America that is pro-transgender have based their belief on two very faulty studies. And that's why I continue to say there is no scientific evidence whatsoever that transgenderism exists. And yet, look what they're doing to our children. Think about it. All right, we'll be back.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.